This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States and Russia have held their highest-level in-person talks since before Moscow's invasion of Ukraine last year. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
I spoke briefly with Russia's Foreign Minister Lavrov.
At the G20 conference in New Delhi, officials say Secretary of State Antony Blinken chatted with his Russian counterpart for about 10 minutes, their first face-to-face meeting in more than a year. Blinken later said he delivered a familiar message.
End this war of aggression.
And that the U.S. will back Kyiv as long as needed while working on a diplomatic solution.
President Putin, however, has demonstrated zero interest in engaging.
And there were no signs of progress at the conference, which ended with the 20 nations unable to reach consensus on the Ukraine war. Sagar Magani, Washington.
White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby has told reporters that the United States will announce a new military aid package for Ukraine on Friday. U.S. President Joe Biden and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will meet at the White House Friday, where Kirby said they'll discuss ongoing military aid to Ukraine. Western powers say they've intercepted another illicit shipment of Iranian weapons, the seventh such seizure in the past 3 months. The seizure announced by Britain on Thursday took place last month in the Gulf of Oman. Britain's defense ministry said it began tracking the Iranian vessel on February 23rd when it noticed a ship traveling at high speeds under the cover of darkness. And French President Emmanuel Macron on Thursday said the era of French interference in Africa was well over as he began a four-nation tour of the continent to renew frayed ties. Anti-French sentiment runs high in some former African colonies as the continent becomes a renewed